This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from AOPA Summit in Long Beach, California, with John Zukulski. He is Vice President of Renewable Fuels for Swift Enterprises. You're in charge of the AvGas replacement project. John, we heard from the EPA at a seminar. Did you hear anything that surprised you or was new?
No, I mean, the new portion to me was the dissemination of all of the ANPRM results. I have not seen them presented from the EPA before, so that was encouraging. You know, I think the thing that I saw new and things that we're starting to see change are the OEMs are getting more involved, and I think that's critical for any aviation gas replacement.
What do you mean by more involved? Well, we've been hearing from them a lot in the last 6 to 8 months, but what level are they taking it to now?
Well, I guess what I'm alluding to is what you just mentioned. My time reference is back from 2005 when we first started. In the last 6 to 8 months, things have picked up, and I think they showed their continued support towards that in this briefing today. So more momentum is picking up behind them as everybody realizes, whether it's via regulation or just a want or a need, that we do move away from lead.
Did this particular seminar give you any guidance for Swift's strategy going into the future? There didn't seem to be an awful lot of, I don't know, imperative from the people who were up on the stage.
Yeah, I think they're trying to not incite panic or be fear-mongers, which is a good thing, depending on how you look at it. I think what they're trying to ensure is that pilots don't get nervous and stop purchasing aircraft because they're scared that fuel will not be available. Some positive takeaways: got to meet with the CEO of Teledyne Continental Motors today, and we're always interested in bringing more manufacturers into the fold to test and help prove our product and prove whether it works or it doesn't work in their eyes, and generate research data for the industry. And so I think we got a commitment from them today to begin, you know, working heavily in testing our product and others, and I think that was one positive outcome of today.
Okay, well, we might as well use this opportunity for an update on your project. How's it going? Where is it at?
Great. Our project is moving along very rapidly. Of course, we've chosen to continue to work in ASTM, in the realm of ASTM, in cooperation with the manufacturers. We put out a research report, which was nearly 500 pages worth of data collected by all the OEMs on our fuel. And that recently went up for ballot, and we received one negative vote on that, which we're in the process of working around right now. And when I say work around in the legal sense, we're working with that negative voter to address his concerns. At this point, it doesn't look to be a showstopper, just a very technical issue that we can overcome. Outside of that one issue, which we don't believe is an issue, we got a pretty good vote of confidence from the industry through ASTM. All 193 people that voted on it either voted yay or abstain. And that's very important to us as we continue to move forward. The industry is showing their support via that method.
Well, does it have to be unanimous?
It has to be unanimous if we don't want to go into any adjudication of the negatives. It only has to be unanimous if you don't want to talk about it anymore. But we're going to bring it up in Jacksonville in December. At that time, we will have what is a unanimous vote because we will have addressed this negative issue, which is an issue of we put in on accident a wrong copy of a report. There was a more updated version. We're going to put that update in, and then that negative will go away. And in that sense, it would be a unanimous vote.
So where does that put you in the process?
Well, that's going to allow us to use our test fuel specification, which we also have on ballot right now, and that'll close at the end of November. That will ensure that the fuel that we are giving to each OEM or each person who's testing the fuel meets a specification for testing, which is important because any fuel manufacturer out there now, the manufacturer, let's say today we saw Lycoming and Continental. How does Continental know they're getting the same batch of fuel that was given to the other manufacturer? And I think that's important for the industry, and it it goes beyond engines. It goes to airframes and other third-party labs, that they're assured that the fuel that they're getting is the same that everyone else is getting, and that the data generated on sample X will be the same fuel that's tested in future tests. So.
Well, sounds like things are moving along. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.